RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're back, live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Bears taking on the Carolina Panthers, Thursday night football, a barn burner, some would say. No, like, actually, they'd rather burn the barn than sit in it and watch the game. But it is going to be a good one. It's looking like Tyson Bagent's going to be under center, we think. We'd hope it'd be Justin Fields because we want to be able to get our baby back. And I know my next guest feels the exact same way. My brother from another mother. Joining us on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline, Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, former Chicago Bear, my guy, Corey Wooten. What up, Corey?
Hey, what's going on, bro? I thought you was like one of those the old school Chili's commercials. I want my baby back.
I need them ribs, boy. This is what I said. This is what I said, Corey. This is what I said. I said, I've been with my side chick too long. You know what I'm saying? Like, I stepped out on my main chick. I went to the side chick, Tyson Bagent. And I loved it. We had fun. It was exciting. It was fun. Took me for a ride. But now I'm like, yeah, you know, this is you're cute. I like you. But I realized after stepping out that my main boo is the real. And I need to put some effort and energy into her, a.k.a. Exactly. Justin Fields.
Hey, I like that analogy, man. That's well played right there. I like that. I'm looking forward to when he can come back and play because there's a lot for him to continue to improve this team, to get more reps with all the wide receivers, because there's some decisions that are probably going to be made this season, right? Like about his future, renewing that fifth year option. So there's a lot of decisions that have to be made this season and coaching staff as well. So I guess we'll see how this season finishes up, because Gabe, it's been a disappointment, right? I think we all had high hopes for the Bears. I think fans had high hopes. Analysts predicted the Bears to be very competitive this year. We just haven't seen it.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, Corey. And I want to stay with the Justin Fields for just a second, right? I think back to, you know, you were almost 23 when you got drafted in the NFL, right?
Yep.
And you look at Justin Fields, he's 24, going to be 25. And I'm really trying to think, you know, because let's say this little time off he's had, right? And I'm trying to think about a 24-year-old. And like I said, you were gotten in the league when you were 23. I want you to talk to me about, like, your second and third year and your growth as a player. And I'm not talking about just I am talking physically, I want to be very clear. I am talking physically. I want to know, you know, do we see a more defined Justin Fields, right, as he gets older from 24 to 25 in the NFL specifically?
And then
I want to know, like, because here's what I'm thinking, Corey. We talk about this damn near every week, right? It's like, if he misses four weeks, whatever, 5 weeks that he's missed, when he comes back, and I'm trying to think of a regular human being, like that's 24, and then you come back after 5 weeks, like, you should be a different person, right? Or am I simplifying it too much? That's why I asked you about when you were that age and what the middle of that season felt like to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I think throughout the season, right, like that second to third year, I think that's when most people see the most growth, because your first 2 years, you're improving, you're getting better. But I think by that third year, that's usually where everything starts to click with guys. And that's kind of what we thought with Justin Fields. Didn't start off the season the way we wanted to. And then all of a sudden the Denver game played how we thought he was capable, right? And then Washington game really, really played well. So in that two-week span, we saw the Justin Fields that we all knew he could be. So, and then now he gets hurt. So I think I worry a little bit about that first game back, right? That's what I was hoping, that he would play this week against Carolina, right? Kind of as that warm-up game, because there's going to be a little bit of rust, you know, especially with that throwing hand, being able to grip the football. So I think it's going to be tough, you know, the first game back, just becoming comfortable with it. So I'm kind of glad they are sitting him out this week so he gets another week of rest. But it would have been nice to go up against a Carolina team that's really been struggling to kind of have that warm-up game.
But okay, I hear that, right? Like the growth of an individual, you know, year over year. But I'm talking about like week over week, Corey. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get that in year three you should have, you know, like anything, right? You get you know the ropes, you know what to do, stuff like that. But I'm talking about like actually in this 6 week window, like you're 24. You know what I'm saying? You're still a young guy. You know what I mean? Yep. I guess, like I said, I'm trying to think of the in-season change that happens to a person. You know what I mean? Yeah. I understand the year over year, but I'm talking about in the season.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of growth that happens, especially like understanding, you know, different looks that the teams are giving you. Because a lot of times, you know, when it comes down to film study, right, teams will look at what, you know, for example, the Vikings did, how they're able to generate pressure, fluster Bajan, fluster Justin Fields. You learn some of those looks, how they gave you that. And you, just week to week, you're learning more about, hey, DJ Moore, the guys that are on the team, how protection is going to be, how stuff's going to break down, different calls, different checks. Everything just seems to flow a little bit more fluently during the season. So it's been tough with him out, but I think every game you try to get a little bit better as far as reading your progression, especially as a quarterback, right? Understanding what that defense is going to do, understanding how to, you know, take what the defense gives you. So it's and I think the one thing that people are sleeping on, right, he hasn't been playing in the actual games, but I think what he's been able to do is be able to observe, you know, seeing different looks they've been given Bajan, right? And I think sometimes you learn and you grow sometimes when you're away from the game a little bit and you're able to take a step back and really analyze things. So I'm hoping that this time off was good for him, you know, to be able to understand some different looks, some different things teams have been throwing at him.
Is there a scenario, Corey, I'm talking to Corey Wooten, former Chicago Bear here on 670, the score, Gabe Ramirez. Is there a scenario where the Bears don't take a quarterback with their two first-round draft picks?
I think it should be every scenario, and I've talked to you about this all the time, right? I just said, like, you can't expect a different result, right, with just a different quarterback there. So the thing is, you have to build around the lines. And I think that's the recipe. You know, I'm big on that, right? Offensive, defensive line. I think the teams every year that have a shot to win it all, it's usually based on that, right? I'm looking at, in the NFC, the two best teams right now, San Francisco and Philly. And what do? The trenches, that's where they win games, right? Obviously, they have talent all across the board, but their offensive, defensive line, they got killers on there. I think that's how you build championships. So, yes, it might be appealing. You know, people are looking at Caleb Williams. But I think, you know, the offensive line, defensive line. Think about this. The past 2 years, Gabe, the lowest sack totals ever, right? Last year, 20 sacks, seven of them from the defensive line. Right, this year, they're on pace for 20-something sacks. Still, the defensive line really hasn't been up to par. So it's kind of hard to win games, play well defensively, when you don't have that pressure. So that's why I'm kind of scratching my head when people are like, oh, you need to draft a quarterback. I'm like, okay, well, what about the line? You build all the positions around them. And I think Justin Fields, I think you got to give him another go. You know, I think he's talented.
Wait, what does that mean? What does that mean, another go? What does that mean?
Another go. Another year. Like,
yeah.
You got to have him be your guy for another year. I really do believe that. Because
but without a quarterback in the first round? Because I think I told everybody on the show and just anybody that would listen, I think Justin Fields, without a doubt, is going to be the starter week one of 2024, right? But my thing is, I think that there will be a young quarterback that's drafted in the first round playing behind him, right? And I think that's what I think should happen.
So in your opinion, do you think Justin Fields is the guy of the future for the Bears? You don't think so?
No. Okay. Well, wait. Do I think
like long term?
The better question is, do I think Justin Fields is a top 15 quarterback? And the answer is no, right?
No.
Or top 10, I should say. Do I think he's a top 12 quarterback? No, right? And I think the Bears, if they want success, they need a top 12 quarterback. Or any team for that matter, if they want success, you need a top 12 quarterback in the NFL. And so I don't think Justin is that guy right now. And so that's why I'm like, bring me another quarterback. So that way Justin can play next year. Because, right, the Bears are still, air quotes, rebuilding, right?
Yep.
This isn't the window. The window don't begin this year. Window probably doesn't begin next year. Probably begins the year after that, right? Like where they're actually should be in playoff contention consistently. And so for me, it's like, if it's not Justin, I need to have somebody there ready to take the reins. Because I don't – because here – damn, now I'm venting. Corey, in order to get a good quarterback, right, you got to be in the top five – draft picks, right? And it's like, when have and when will the Bears be in that position again? They just had the first pick in the draft for the first time in damn near 50 years. If they get the number one pick with Carolina again, you're going to tell me you have two opportunities to have the first pick in the draft to take the best quarterback available and you passed on both times? Like, that's not smart to me, you know?
Yeah. My only thing is like this, right? So, for example, you think Jalen Hurts is a top 10 quarterback?
I would put him at the latter half of that 10, but yeah.
But 10, right?
Yeah.
But you look at what they did, right? They've always had a great offensive line, right? They continued to stack pieces on defensive line. They went out and got A.J. Brown, right? And look what that did for them. The only thing I'm saying right now is I don't think any of these quarterbacks would do well in this system right now. I think
But you don't think Justin Fields is better than Jalen Hurts?
No, not at this moment.
That's
but I think
saying.
His potential is there for sure. Like he has a stronger arm, he's a better runner. The thing is, he has to be in a system that suits him. And Getsy, Bajet, Fields, they've done both of them a disservice. So I'm thinking like any quarterback right now that's successful in the NFL, they're in this scheme right here with Luke Getsy, they struggle right now. He's not game planning well.
Right.
Like
that we do
not.
Know. That we can agree on.
So that's what I'm saying. It's not a fair evaluation, right? So that's the only thing. Stuff is skewed because this was supposed to be the year where Justin Fields really comes into his own. We've seen two games of it. We've seen up and down. He got hurt. But that's what's the most disheartening part about this game is the fact that this was supposed to be his year to develop. You got DJ Moore. You got weapons. Cole Kmet's end of the year. They got three really good running backs. And all we've seen is up and down from Luke Getsy, right? Had a great game calling for Bajet, right? Run the football, take the pressure off him. Then the next week, put all the pressure on his back on a big stage Sunday Night Football. And then come back against New Orleans. Five turnovers in the game. Literally, the Bears had every opportunity to win that game.
Oh, my God.
Even after all the turnovers, and they still can't get it done. So it's just frustrating because Justin Fields should have been developed and should have been so much better this season. And Luke Getsy just did an awful job. And I ultimately think, you know the Bears don't make any decisions on coaches throughout the season. But I think we all know what's going to happen after the season.
Oh, is that what you're saying, Corey? I mean, look, I think we're all frustrated, right? Because you're right. I was pointing out, Corey, that the first three plays of the game were a pass.
and
against the Saints. I just thought to myself,
we talk about that every week.
We talk about this every week, and the Saints, number three in the league in turnovers. I've been pointing out that out of the top in the category of pass deflections, right, which shows intensity for your secondary, right? Four of the top 11 play for the Saints. So you knew they were going to get after the ball, right? And I was saying that. So some ball hawks. And then what do you do the first three plays? You pass the ball. And it's like, I get it. You went down, you scored a tutty. That's awesome. But as you proved, it's not sustainable, right? Like that type of offense is not sustainable. Like you need to run, run, pass. At least as often as possible, because we saw that work for Bajan in the game against the Raiders. So you know what I thought was really interesting, Corey, is that Luke Getsy said that it'll be the same game plan regardless of what quarterback plays.
And
I literally just played the clip and I said the same thing. I said, what is he talking about? I was like, because I've never seen this game plan for Justin Fields. I was like, and now you're going to tell me it's going to be the same. What is the plan then? I can't even figure it out.
I'm just confused, right? Because this thing about that from a coaching perspective, right? Every player has a different skill set, right? What they do well, what they don't do well. So why would you have the same game plan for Bajan as you do Justin Fields? That's why would we have the same game plan for somebody else, right? Like you look at the Patriots for years, right, when they had Jacoby Brissett come in, Matt Castle, Jimmy Garoppolo, right? Every game plan was different for whatever quarterback came in because that's the mark of a good coach, right? You want your guys to succeed. And my thing is, Luke Getsy, it's like, put your ego to the side. Like, yeah, I know this is your game plan, but obviously, buddy, it's not working, right? You got to look in the mirror, right? We all look in the mirror in the morning before we go to bed. Look in the mirror and just say, man, this ain't working, right? I got to do a better job. Mm-hmm. Go back to your film and the games you did well, right? That Oakland game, Las Vegas now. The Denver game, Washington game. Those are games where he called a good game. So go back to that. It's just common sense. But I think a lot of times in the league, these coaches, their ego gets in the way. And they're like, this is my game plan. This is my car. I'm going to ride this thing till the wheels fall off. I'm going down with it. Nah, bro. Like, call better plays. That's the mark of a good coach. And I think what we're seeing with Luke Getsy, yes, he has some talent, but it's so inconsistent, right?
Yeah.
You cannot be that inconsistent where you have two back-to-back good games and then two bad games. And a good game, two bad games. Right, there's got to be more consistency in there, and we're just not seeing that.
We're talking to Corey Wooten, former Chicago Bear, here on 670 The Score. I am Gabe Ramirez, discussing all the ins and outs of this Bears team. And Corey, I think you said like some really profound stuff there. It's like here I am listening to Luke Getsy say, it's the same game plan, and I'm mocking him because I'm like, I hope you have this game plan for Justin Fields where you lean on the run. But what you said makes even more sense. It's like, what do you mean you have the same game plan for these two guys? Like, that should not be the case. They have different skill sets. Even he talks about it, right? And so to say that your game plan is going to be the same is actually kind of harrowing. It's like, that might not be the case. That might not be what you want. But nonetheless, Bajan's come in. He's gone 1-3. And now he gets the opportunity to face the Carolina Panthers. What do you even expect? Like, is there such thing as a guaranteed dub for the Chicago Bears team?
No.
Right.
There's no such thing, bro. We thought Denver was a guaranteed dub, right? We're watching the game over there. We're having fun, right? And then all of a sudden, they end up losing the game.
Exactly.
So when there is no guarantee with anything this season, all right? Like, there's nothing. This is a game where it could go sideways. Right, all of a sudden, Adam Thielen, there's no pressure. He's balling out. Bryce Young has his best game.
I can see that happening too, right? Where Bryce Young has his like little breakout game because he's been sucking so much lately.
Yep. And then we give him all the confidence, and then he lights it up the rest of the season.
Oh,
and then Bryce Young was a good pick again. Watch.
Don't say that. That's the last thing I want right now is for them to go crazy. What can you say about Bryce Young? I mean, I've watched his games, and it almost looks like. Like an uninterested Bryce Young. Like, not that he is he's uninterested, right? Because obviously he cares about the game. But it almost seems like it's very Jay Cutler-esque when I watch Bryce Young play.
Yeah, it does seem like he's, like, maybe a little checked out a little bit. And listen, it's been a tough situation there in Carolina, right? They've been bad across the board. Maybe the coaching staff isn't doing their part, kind of like the Bears have been game planning. So it's a tough situation, especially like I don't think people realize, Gabe, how hard it is to be a quarterback and a young quarterback in this league, especially when you're a first rounder, right? He was one of the first quarterbacks picked, right? And then all of a sudden you have all this pressure and expectations, and you don't have a lot of talent on your team, and everything's on your shoulders. Like Adam Thielen is their best receiver by far, right? And no knocking him at all, but he's a two or a three. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's hard. It's a tough situation. So it's like you look at David Carr, right? When he first came out of the league, everyone said he's a bust. Gabe, he got sacked. I think it was like 75 times a season, like some crazy amount. They led the team and led the league in giving up sacks for 3 years when he was the starter there. So it's like it's a tough situation. So hopefully they can build some talent around him. He is talented, but like you look on the other side, CJ Stroud has been lighting it up lately. And
isn't it unreal what he did on Sunday,
bro? It's unbelievable. Like he's playing really well, and you know the kind of thing on Ohio State quarterbacks, right? They never transition.
That's
they never translate
say.
To the NFL. And I mean, he's been unreal, right? On a team that's building and, you know, still in the rebuild, but he's looked confident. Like he throws a great ball and it's good to see him. I followed him in college and, you know, I thought he'd be a good prospect, but he's exceeding the expectations, I think, of what everyone thought.
That he is. Corey, well, what's up? You got to go or what?
No, I'm good, baby. Let's
go. We're going to go take a little break and I'm going to hang out with you for another couple minutes. Cool.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Bettamos. Corey Wooten's going to stick around. I want you to do the same. Don't go anywhere. We continue to talk about this Bears team and specifically the injury report. Who was a full participant today that was not on Monday? We'll discuss after the break. It's Gabe Ramirez. It's Corey Wooten right here on Chicago Sports Radio.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS.
Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
670 The Score.
We're back live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Talking Bears football here on 670 The Score with my guy Corey Wooten, former Chicago Bear. It's funny, Corey, because like I just want to be like, yo, it's Corey Wooten. And then I'm like, oh my God, I forget. Like, we're friends, but I got to tell everybody, like, it's the Corey Wooten, like that one, not just some regular guy that I'm talking to casually. Because you know what's funny? Whenever you get off the radio with me, Corey, I always get like two messages, three messages. And they're like, bro, you and Corey really sound like y'all really friends. And I'm like, no, we really, in real life.
Oh, man, they got it twisted, man. We close, man. They don't realize this, man.
It's funny, but I get it, right? Because how often do you hear like you're still royalty here in Chicago, you know what I'm saying? You play for the Bears. So it's like, how often do you hear a Bears player on the radio just being themselves and chill and cool? And that's what you, so I appreciate you doing that and jumping on the radio.
Oh, no problem at all. Bro, real quick. Yeah. So did you see what Roquan said?
Oh, no. What did he say?
Oh, so he said, man, it makes me so happy just knowing my career is not going down the drain. And this was asked in response on him on being traded away from the Bears. Woo-hoo!
So he thought everything out here is going down the drain?
Yeah, he just said like him getting out of Chicago, he's glad that he's away from all that. So his career wasn't going down.
What are his stats looking like? Is he playing well? Like, is he playing?
Yeah, I think he's playing well, but I think – Gabe, the thing is, like, it's awful because the perception, honestly, of being on a Bears team these past 3 years, it's been kind of a dumpster fire, right? Like, I think people, you know, the perception around the league, perception of fans, right, is like, oh, you know, you go to Chicago and your career, especially as a quarterback, right? That's the whole thing. But I, it's kind of unfortunate just because he was a leader on that team, and for him to say that, that's a little tough. Right? To actually say that. You know, some comments I feel like just, you know, maybe just keep them to yourself, especially like that. Like, yeah, you know, I'm just happy, you know, being on the Ravens, great team here.
Right, like you didn't have to throw shade.
My time in Chicago and, you know, wish them the best. That's it.
You know what? He's got little man syndrome. He's 6'1", so he's feeling a certain type of way. No, but if you look at his stats, though, Corey, like, if you were to look at it in 9-game increments, right, I'm looking at it right now. So last year he played 8 with the Bears, 9 with Baltimore. And then this year he's played 9 so far with Baltimore. And if you look at, you know, those 3, 8, 9 game, you know, stints, right? Here's his total tackles. 83, and this is going to go Bears for that 8, Baltimore for the second half of the season, and then this year the 9, okay? So total tackles, 83, 86, 87. So pretty consistent, right? Sacks, 2.5 with the Bears in that 8, 2 with Baltimore in that 9, and 1.5 so far with his 9 that he's played.
Okay.
Pretty consistent. Like, so it's not like he's having some like crazy year with Baltimore or he's playing better. He's actually, based off the stats, playing exactly how he normally plays, which is wild. And then if you were to take like the 17 game split from his time at Baltimore, he literally matches his output from the Bears from 2021, 160 tackles. You know, 12 for a loss where he has 10 for a loss with Baltimore. He has 3 sacks with the Bears. He has 3.5 with Baltimore. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not like you could say you got out of hell, so to speak, but you're playing the exact same football. So you're still, it's yourself that's to blame, not us. Look at me getting defensive.
Exactly. I think he's salty that they didn't sign him, honestly. You know, everybody wants that team that drafted you. You want to sign to that same team. They were trying to work it out, and they couldn't get it worked out. So some people get salty about that. Like maybe he felt like he got disrespected by them.
Yeah.
Like they gave him a low ball offer. But I think it worked out for the Bears because, honestly, the linebackers are the most talented group on the team. You know, they got really good linebackers. Sanborn really came to play, you know, when Roquan got traded. And so I think everything happens for a reason. It's working out for him, and I think the Bears have talented linebackers.
Yeah,
on the defensive line, that's where we got to continue to build. Sweat was a step in the right direction.
I know you're a really big fan of the Montez Sweat move. Mm-hmm. I was too. I mean, listen, I get it. No one's happy about giving up second-round draft capital. But, you know, I went and looked at the last 2 seasons, Corey, of defensive ends that were drafted in the second round. Not one of them is a standout defensive end. Not one in the last 2 years. Or anyone that's even to be considered as a standout. And so for me, the trade-off, if you're telling me I get two first-round picks and a Montez Sweat, like that's what you're telling me I get going into next year, essentially, like I have zero problem with that whatsoever.
Exactly. I liked it because I've been a big fan of his, especially watching him not only play the Bears, but just around the league. Like, really underrated as a pass rusher, that long arm, 6'6", 262. He's got that length. The one arm's longer than two, Gabe, and he's one of the best at it, right? Because he already got that length. And the thing is, right, if you go with that one arm, right, those offensive linemen can't grab you because your one arm is longer than both of theirs. So he creates good leverage. He pushes the pockets, able to get off him. It's 6.5 sacks before he came onto the Bears this week. Like, he is there, one of the best run defenders, usually leads the league in pressures. So, yeah, people say, oh, well, he didn't make a big impact. I could tell he was thinking out there. His first game there, he's trying to figure things out. He's in the huddle with guys. Okay, what am I doing right now? Right? Like, I think right now is a lot of moving parts. It's gonna take a couple weeks before he understands the defense. But I just hope in the next game they just tell him, hey, on third down, just pin your ears back and rush. Do what you do. All the other stuff on first and second down, yeah, he's got to figure some stuff out, what stunts they're doing, responsibilities. But on those third down situations where pin your ears back, I want to see him make his mark, especially going against Carolina this week. So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see him do it. And then also, you would think that there'd be some residual value there for Yannick Ngakoue, right? Talk to me as a defensive end, Corey. What are the I mean, obviously, we know the baseline benefits, right? Like, oh, there's a guy on the other side. You're going to get double teamed. I get free. But talk to me more about that. Give me a little bit more in-depth about having a dog on the other side of you.
Yeah. So, perfect example, right? When 2012, when I played opposite Peppers, right? Everybody sliding every protection of them. So I didn't get double teamed ever, right? So I got to really take advantage of that. I loved it, right? You know, somebody peeling back and trying to ear hole you, like the guard. So you're able to really win, especially when you win a rush, right? You're able to come home. And that year I was able to have 7 sacks, a lot of pressures.
Like, two forced fumbles.
Yeah, exactly. Because of that effect of having an absolute dog on the other side, it allows you to eat. And then we had Henry Melton as well. So it just takes the pressure off. Like, when you have guys that can consistently win rushes, it just makes their job that much easier. So I'm hoping with this, Yannick will really come alive and they're able to get some pressure. Because, yes, he's been doubled Yannick before Sweat came here, but he just really hasn't played up to par, right? Yeah. He's a natural pass rusher, but just really hasn't had the pressures, the sack numbers that we kind of expected. But listen, the defensive line as a whole, Gabe, I mean, Billings has done a great job with run defense, Justin Jones as well. Just haven't gave much as far as pass rush, right? Because people talk about the ends, but the tackles are critical as well, right? It's not only like able to come home when your one-on-one rush is a three technique, but be able to push that pocket so the quarterback can't step up. Right now we're seeing quarterbacks step up in the lanes through the B-gap scramble. And it's easy for opposing quarterbacks, right? They're sitting back there making a sandwich, making a Giordano's, making a Lou Malnati's, you know what I mean? Drinking a soda pop, you know? Can't do that and expect the defense to cover. So I'm just hoping that, you know, Sweat coming in there will really make an impact. And if I'm the defensive line coach for the Bears, I'm saying like this, we need to push the pocket inside. Don't allow the quarterback to step. Allow these talented ends to really make their mark. And I'm hoping that going forward and finishing the season that they can generate more pressure.
Montez Sweat got one of the two pass deflections for the Chicago Bears on Sunday. Definitely getting his hands up. Bears pass rush is the only thing that's missing, Corey. Look at the Bears, 4th in the league in rushing yards allowed per game. That seems odd when you're thinking about the defensive line, but they've done a great job. Linebackers have been playing well. You know, TJ Edwards, you know, top 5 in the league in tackles. You know, but if I, you know, if you were to ask the casual fan or the regular Bears fan, like, where are the Bears at in rushing yards per game? They would probably say the middle or towards the end. So the rushing's there, but, you know, it's got to get a little pass rush.
The thing is, like, I just don't understand. Like, when we talked about coaching, right, I talked about Luke Getsy. But on the same side, Eberflus, right, supposed to be this defensive genius. You haven't figured out after the first game that you can't generate pressure. Like, I look at Brian Flores, right? And he's done a great job, especially in the winning streak, right? He brings the house. He's like, I don't care. I'm going to fluster opposing quarterbacks. I'm going to get pressure in their face. I'm going to have them throw errant pass. And that's why they've been able to go on a streak, right? Daniel Hunter has done a great job, but opposite him, they haven't done as much. So he's like, I'm going to bring pressure, right? That's the key. And that's why it's been working. Like, it's hard for quarterbacks to deal with pressure, right? You look at Patrick Mahomes, one of the best in the league. When he played the Jets, he struggled, right? Josh Allen, one of the best as well. When he played the Jets, the pressure, right? Philly does that. San Fran, they're able to do that. So I'm just wondering, Eberflus, you're this defensive genius, right? Why are you not bringing pressure? Yeah. And the times that they do, it works, right? How many times has T.J. Edwards or Sanborn got in there for a sack or pressure or hurry? It's just common sense, Gabe, and I just don't understand. I understand that when you bring pressure, right, it puts a little more pressure on the back half. But you tighten the coverage, pressure comes home with that blitz, and it's going to make the quarterback have an errant throw, get the ball out quick, and maybe a check down, and then you're able to get off on third down. So yeah, I just don't understand that.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously no quarterback likes the pressure. You know, no one. And when you can get to the quarterback, it's not like we don't have the secondary to, you know, kind of at least withstand some of that, you know, and I think minimize the damage in those instances. But, all right, before I get you out of here, though, I do need a prediction on – I know you weren't sure, no guaranteed victories. But what's your prediction for tomorrow's game?
Man, you're putting me on the spot here. I'm a little nervous about this one, to be honest, man. I've been going back and forth. I honestly think this one is going to be a tight game. Similar to last week, I'm going to have it at 21-14 Bears.
Hey, still a Bears victory, though.
Exactly, exactly. I think it's going to be a tight one. I think it's going to come down to, like, that final drive. But I think they'll get the dub, Gabe. One thing I'm hoping, if this goes sideways and this is the Bryce Young game that really gets him going, I'm going to be so mad about that.
Dude, that's going to be, I'm gonna be so mad if something like that happens. But let's hope not. But, hey, Justin Fields has been
– What do you got the score, man?
I got 2017. 2017 Bears.
We'll see.
All right, Corey, man, appreciate you jumping on with me, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks. I think we got like two more weeks before we jump back down together.
Yeah, no problem, man. We got to do this every week, man. Have me out here. We'll talk.
Don't tempt me with a good time, because then I'll have my producers calling you all the time. All right.
Exactly. Let's do it, baby.
Corey, I'll holler at you, man. Thank you so much. Right, former Chicago Bear, Corey Wooten, hanging out with me right there, man. Always great stuff from him. And I never like to ask him to come on, but when he says things like put me on every week, I'm like, yeah, what am I supposed to do? I just, yes. Yes, I will talk to you for an hour every day, my friends. But great stuff right there from Corey Wooten. Want to thank my two guests today, Bruce Levine from Arizona, the GM meetings, talking to us about all the happenings in Major League Baseball. Want to thank Corey Wooten for spending the 7 o'clock hour with me. Also want to thank my producer extraordinaire, Leo Stadaher.
I'm not a system broadcaster, by the way. I am the system, all right?
I love the new one. That's great. All right, next time you will hear me on your radios will be following the Bears game. It will be a Plumbers 911 Football Monday happening on Friday. Midnight, 5 a.m. Who's my producer, Leo? You? Sears?
I think it's Robbie Triano.
Robbie
this week.
Get the new guy for 5 hours? All right. It's going to be interesting. Sears, what up, bro? You don't like me no more? Why aren't we working together, bro? You told the bosses you don't want to work
with me? I was just telling Leo, I'm tired of hearing how great you are at basketball and stuff, and you're such a good singer and all this.
Jealousy doesn't look good on you, my friend. I'll tell you that right now. All right.
No, I missed you, man.
Of course, I miss you too. That's why I'm asking you. All right. Mi gente, that means my people. Hasta la próxima. That means until next time. Zach Zabin, Dave Corzine coming up next. DePaul basketball begins right after this on 670 The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.